When an artist or author creates something, copyright law reinforces the idea they deserve the financial and societal credit for it. But do they also have a right to maintain the integrity of their work? The U.S. Copyright Office, part of the Library of Congress, is conducting a study to see if current copyright laws do enough to protect the so-called moral rights of attribution and integrity for creators. To find out more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Acting Register of Copyrights and the Director of the Copyright Office, Karen Temple Claggett.
Rights are essentially non-economic rights considered personal to an author. When you think of moral rights, we often most often discuss two separate moral rights. One is the right of attribution, and that is the right of an author to really be credited as the author of his or her work. And then the other right that we often discuss is the right of integrity, which is the right of an author to prevent prejudicial distortions of their work, so distortions of their work that they think would harm their reputation. So those are the main two types of moral rights that we often discuss when we're talking about moral rights generally.
So it's not a sense of you're making money off of my idea, you're not giving me the proper credit for my idea.
Exactly.
Okay. And so you're doing a study to learn about more how moral rights are affecting the arts community and, you know, authors and artists. What are you guys looking into for this study?
We're looking into how are we currently protecting moral rights in the United States? How strong is that protection? Are there additional protections that are needed to make sure that, essentially in the digital age, for example, that individual authors are being able to have their moral rights protected in an effective way?
I know this is the question of the study, actually, but what's your sense in the community of artists and authors? Do you think that moral rights are being applied properly today in the U.S.?
One of the questions that we're asking, how are moral rights being applied currently today? And one of the issues that we wanted to look at is, especially in the digital age, how are moral rights being applied? For example, it's really easy with respect to photographs to strip off the name of the author when you distribute photographs online. So are there easy ways for photographers to be able to protect and ensure that they are credited as the author or creator of their work? So those are some of the issues that we'll be exploring. How are moral rights actually being applied in the digital age now? And in light of changes to the digital age, are there additional things that we should consider in terms of our protection of the moral rights of authors?
So when moral rights come up in a situation like that, what do lawyers and attorneys break down moral rights to, apply them to a case? Are there certain other rights that they have to look at when it's not economical? I imagine that nobody goes to court just because their feelings got hurt.
Of course. I mean, it obviously does ultimately have an economic impact on individual creators, because if they're not credited as the author of the work, then it's very difficult for them to get paid when people use that work. So it does often have an economic impact. But in the United States, unlike in some other countries where there are specific moral rights provisions, we have a number of different laws that will go to address how they might want to legally protect their moral rights, whether it is by contract law, by other federal statutes, or by state law. Those are some of the ways that an individual author will have to assess, how will I go about ensuring that my moral rights are protected in the United States?
We're speaking with Karen Temple Claggett, Acting Register of Copyrights. And so what role does your office play in this matter? Are you the main conveyor of copyright laws when it comes to moral rights?
Well, we're not the main conveyor of laws. That's Congress's role. But under the Copyright Act, we have a specific role to advise Congress about copyright laws. And Congress, over the last few years, has actually been looking at our copyright laws to assess how strong they are, whether they need to be changed or updated in any way. And so our moral rights study has actually come as a part of that overall review that Congress has been doing on the copyright law. There was a congressional hearing that involved issues with respect to moral rights, among others. And as a result of that hearing and some questions that came up during the hearing by members of Congress about how do we protect moral rights in the United States, we initiated a study of moral rights. We first initiated that study by having a symposium here at the Copyright Office, where we brought together a number of leading experts on moral rights to just discuss how currently we in the United States are addressing moral rights. And then more recently, we issued what we call a notice of inquiry, where we solicit the public to provide written comments on a number of questions that we've asked about how moral rights are actually being applied in the United States and whether any changes to our law need to be made.
What were the main concerns during that hearing that congressmen were bringing up?
basically they were just asking the question, are current laws sufficient to satisfy and to protect the moral rights of our creators? Is there more, something more that is needed in our laws? As I mentioned earlier, in the United States, we have basically one provision in the copyright law, the Visual Artists' Rights Act, that specifically addresses moral rights. But the remaining way that artists, authors protect their moral rights, as I said, is through a patchwork of other laws, whether it's federal or state. And so one of the questions is that continuing to work? Do the way that we do it through a combination of a bunch of different laws, is that a working effectively? Have things changed in terms of the digital age that have suggested that we need to make any updates? So those were the types of questions that Congress was interested in asking about moral rights protection.
It's a public study, so you'll obviously take insight from anybody, but who would this most affect and who would you more likely be hearing from during this study?
Well, we're hoping that we will hear from individual creators and authors. A number of the studies that we do at the Copyright Office for Congress in terms of how the copyright laws work really are studies that impact large companies and corporations who have a lot of money at stake. But this is a unique study because it really is designed to really address, again, individual creators. The rights of attribution and integrity are rights that are held individually by the creators of the work. And so we're hoping that we actually hear from real working artists and authors and creators as to how they're protecting their moral rights and whether there is any need for change in this area. So we're hoping that individual photographers, individual artists, individual writers will submit comments to our study to allow us to focus on their unique needs.
Karen Temple Claggett is Acting Register of Copyrights. Has there been many studies on this subject?
Been many studies on the subject. Certainly, there have been a few in the late 1950s, for example. The Copyright Office and Congress reviewed the issues of moral rights. As we were contemplating joining what is known as the Berne Convention, that's an international treaty on copyright that requires all countries who are party to that treaty to protect moral rights. So the Copyright Office and members of Congress at that time over a series of years kind of reviewed how would the United States need to comply with that. We also looked at that issue, you know, a few decades ago as well, right when we were acceding to that treaty in the 1980s to determine, again, how we would have to implement that treaty obligation to protect moral rights. And then in 1996, we had a report that talked about the waiver provision of our Visual Artists' Rights Act, which is, again, the primary means by which we protect moral rights through the Copyright Act itself.
And on that international obligation, how do other countries stack up in this area? Is there one country that kind of stands out in protection of moral rights?
That is one of the things that we're looking at. This is an issue where we, the United States, kind of came a little bit late to the party in the sense that we did not join the Berne Convention. That is the international treaty that protects moral rights until 1989. Many other countries joined that convention much, much earlier, so then have a longer history of having to protect moral rights as a result of that treaty. France is one of them that would come immediately to mind that has very strong moral rights protection. Moral rights is something that did start initially in Europe. And so many European countries do have very specific and very strong moral rights protection.
Anything else that you'd like the audience to know about the study or this issue?
Yes. Well, we currently in the process of soliciting from the public comments. We have an initial round of comments that are due on March 30th, 2017. But then we do have in May 15th of 2017 a request for reply comments. So there are two opportunities for people who are interested in this area to provide input to the Copyright Office, both at the end of March as well as in mid-May. And so we encourage everyone who is interested to provide comments to the Copyright Office.
That's Karen Temple Claggett, Acting Register of Copyrights and the Director of the Copyright Office, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview along with a link to where you can participate in that study at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.